Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 4. And you've not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. It's literally what he's saying. And you haven't been martyred. You know, your life hasn't been taken like the others that have gone on before you. So why are you complaining? Again, I was going to mention this. It slipped my mind. But I had a dear lady call me. She used to go to this church years ago. Long story short, she still keeps in contact with me. And she was in tears. And I respect that. You know, it meant something to her. But she's living with her daughter. And she's having a tough time in that house with her daughter. And mind you, I'm studying this lesson this week, okay? And she calls me, and she tells me all the things about her daughter, the bad language in her house, and these other things and her dogs she has two dogs that her daughter wants her to get rid of. And, and I'm thinking, again, my heart goes out to this lady. Don't get me wrong. I had prayer with her and over, because this is important to her. But her problems to her are big. But when you look at other people, I did tell her, I won't mention her name. I said, thank God you have a home. I talked to somebody yesterday on the phone. Y'all know Stephen Clark. Remember Stephen Clark? Okay. He's out evangelizing and all. And he won a homeless fella to the Lord yesterday. And so Stephen was so excited, he called me. I'm studying. I had all my books laid out and at the table, and he called. And I almost didn't answer the phone because I'm studying. And you know how it is. I said, I need to answer this phone. And Stephen was so happy. You know, he'd won this guy to the Lord. And he said, he would like to talk to you, Pastor. And his name is Larry. And Larry is homeless. He lived in Lake Wells. He just got out of prison for DUI manslaughter. He doesn't have a vehicle. I mean, he didn't have nothing. And Stephen wanted me to encourage Larry. He just got saved. But yet, he's homeless. He lives day by day doesn't even have a vehicle. So in the best I could, I encouraged him. I had prayer with him. Told him God would do some great things for him if he'd only just follow him. And see the door. Anyway, just some things I shared with him. But I get off the phone and I just, God, if not, but by the grace of God, there goes I. And by the way, there goes you. Not by the grace of God. We could be enough. I'm just saying, we think we got problems. Consider Jesus, okay? And literally, that's what he said in verse number 4. You've not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. You ain't really got it. Somebody's phone's going off. Who is that? Somebody take care of that phone. Anyway, you just look at verse number 5. And ye have forgotten. And I noted this in my notes. Ye have forgotten. You know, that's our biggest problem. You have forgotten. Let that sink in. God's been so good to us, but ye have forgotten. Let that sink in. That'll preach. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Whoa! Deep, dark depression. Ye have forgotten how good God is. And the promises of God, you've forgotten. Well, he goes on. You've forgotten how good God is. How good is he? Well, he chastens us. And this is where he gets into the point. How good is God? He chastens us. You know, the word chasten, the root word of it is chaste, to make chaste. The word is to make pure, to clean us up. You've forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. Now this next, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. That comes directly out of Proverbs. Let's see. Yeah, Proverbs chapter 3, verses number 11 and 12. Quote, in Proverbs 3. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. That's why I said we ought to be happy when we're chastening the Lord. Why? Because he loves us. He loves us. For whom the Lord loveth, he chastens and scourges every. It says, my son, despise thou not. And the key words in these couple verses in Hebrews chapter number 12 are these. Children and son. In verse number 5. Those are the key words. Children and son. Isn't it wonderful to be a child of God? Be a son, a daughter of God? Well, since we are, he's going to chasten us. We belong to him. The word despise means, when it says despise not, the word despise means to have little regard or to consider it of little value. Literally saying despise, don't consider it of little value. It's of great value to you when God chastens you. It helps you. It strengthens you. It helps you to grow. Okay? God is raising us, training us to conform to his word and to his will. So the first part is talking about reflecting on the chastening, not despising. But in verse number 6, we're to reflect on the Father's love. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. The word chasten literally means chastisements, means training and instruction. Training and instruction. And the word scourges here, I mentioned earlier, it literally means whipping. Sometimes we get a whipping. Literally, that's what that word scourges means. He scourges us. I remember as a kid a long time ago, I'll be 63 Wednesday. I know I don't look it. I feel great. I'm happy. God's blessed. And I'll be sick. But when I was growing up, Mom and Dad used to whip us. And Mama whipped us more than Daddy did because Daddy was gone a lot. But when Daddy got home, if Mama whipped us and if it wasn't enough, he thought, well, Mama would say this, wait till your Daddy gets home. And you've heard this before and how true it is because we have 7 of our own kids and number 12 grandkid coming. We used to tell our kids because I'd spank a little bit. You know, Mama Latrice would spank him more than I did. Anyway, I think that's because of my mom did. Anyway, we'd make the statement, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. You ever heard that before? Okay. In a way, that's true. Because Dad loved me. And it hurt him emotionally that he would have to do this. But he did it for my own good. And I'll remember, I'll tell you this thing. I was a preacher's kid, and anyway, and brothers would fight, and me and my younger brother got in a fight one time. And Mama's whipped us, and they said, you wait till your Daddy gets home. Well, Daddy pulled up in the driveway. You know what? I went in the bedroom, and I put about 4 or 5 pair of underwear on. And then I put some socks, thinking I'd fool my dad, okay? Well, not only did I had to pull them socks out, and he spanked my bare bottom. Hopefully, it did me some good, you know. But I'm just saying, the difference is God's scourging's hand is controlled by a loving heart. When he disciplines us, he does it with a loving heart. Aren't you glad about that? There's so much more that we can say, but let me move on. Because of that, verse 6 reflects the fathering love. Verses 7 and 8 reassures our sonship. It reassures us that we belong to him. Look at verse number 7 and 8. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. And that word is maturing. We are growing. He's maturing us.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.